The next point, which Gurudeva stressed for all 50 years of his ministry, bring an offering. Don't come empty-handed. Usually it's a flower offering, but if flowers are scarce, at least bring a leaf, is what he used to say. No reason in the world you can't at least bring a leaf as an offering when you come to the temple. So don't come empty-handed. Bring something. Ideally, you can bring an offering that you've spent time preparing, like sewing a garland is a traditional one, something where you put time and prana as well. You put your energy, your life force, into the offering. When you make a garland of flowers, you're handling the flowers, you're touching them, you're putting your life force in them, as well as thinking about the deity you're giving it to. But you're putting your energy into it. Later on, when that garland is placed upon the deity, your energy is in the garland, and the garland is touching the deity, so therefore it's the same as if you were touching the deity, reaching up with your hand and touching the murti. It's the same effect. You've created a psychic closeness with the deity through putting your prana into the garland which is placed upon the deity. So that helps create a closeness, much more than just bringing a single flower and offering it. It's also important to pay attention when you're attending a puja or other temple ceremony. Not just let the mind wander all over the place. Sometimes this is challenging because all the chanting is in a language, or even the singing can be in a language that you don't understand. So it's hard to focus on what's going on. But it's important. So you need to figure out a way that you can do that. So for example, if the puja is going on, at least remain aware of the different actions. Oh, incense is being offered. Now we're offering the flame. Now we're offering flowers. Now we're chanting the names. At least keep track of the basic actions that are going on in the puja. Don't just let your mind wander. And if you're singing devotional songs in a language you don't understand, make sure you find out the meaning. It doesn't do much good to sing something and not have any idea what it means. And then even though you've looked up the meaning, after a few years you might forget it. You just get in the habit of singing it without remembering what it means. So it's good to refresh your memory every once in a while, every few years at least, on devotional songs that you don't understand that well, and at least have a general sense. What are we singing about here? What is this about? Another way of getting close to the deity through temple worship is taking advantage of the fact that all days aren't the same. All days are not equally auspicious for worship. So festival days, for example, the major festival days are the most auspicious for worship. So Mahashivaratri, for example, is a very auspicious day for Shiva worship. The energy we put into worshiping on Mahashivaratri brings better results than on other days. And there are monthly days that are more auspicious than other days. And different temples have different traditions, so it's not the same in every temple. But keeping in mind the auspiciousness of the day, and on days that are more auspicious, putting more energy into your worship, more time at the temple, is a good way of increasing our closeness to the deity. So in closing, we have three little phrases to remember. The first one is traditional from scripture. Of course, it's Avayar. Do not live in a village that is without a temple. We all know that one, right? Meaning we want to be able to go to a temple every week. So we have two more to add to that. Do not go to a temple without an offering. It's a simple one to remember. And the third and last one, do not attend a puja without attentiveness. Now we've got three simple little guidelines to remember. Om Namah Shivaya. So now we can bring our minds back from Mauritius, where we were, right down near the ocean there in Grand Bay. Hear it in Creole, it'll be translated into Creole. That's one reason it needs to be simple. It's got to come across in Creole language.